Good morning, everyone. It's my great pleasure to be able to stand up here and be able to introduce to you those who will be sharing with us this morning. We're so happy that Sarah and Josh Jenkins and Nicole Lewis are both in town this weekend and able to be with us, and to that we can see them face to face and hear them from their own words about what God's been doing in their lives lately. And I'm really looking forward to hearing from both of them in that respect. So first, I want to introduce to you Sarah and Josh Jenkins. They'll be first to come up and share. Sarah and Josh work and live in San Diego, California, working closely with students at the San Diego State University. And they have many facets to their ministry, which they may share. And it's a very great pleasure to bring them up here and allow them to share with you. Sarah is has deep roots in this community. She grew up here. And they met in East Asia. Somehow God arranges to put people in different places in the world so they can meet. I don't understand how that works, but that's how that worked for them. Anyway, so come on up, you guys, and let's hear what God has been doing in your lives. Thanks. You can have that. It's Mark over here.
Good morning. Oh, it's so good to be back. It's really wonderful to be at NUBF and to be a part of your family, even though we're down in California and sometimes in other places in the world. And so, yes, I'm Sarah Jenkins, formerly Sarah Smaha, although always a Smaha. Okay, and this is Josh Smaha, now that we're in Glide. No, okay, just kidding. We're almost celebrating our third year of marriage, so that's very exciting, coming up in January. And thank you, Craig, for introducing our story in brief. And we will be able to share more details at the luncheon after service. So if you are free at all, you know, you got to eat. There'll be pizza. It'll be a good time. And we're excited to hear more about Nicole, too. So just a brief background. Yes, originally from the Midwest, I was. Josh is from California. And I went to Oregon State University and then was a part of the ministry here. And just casual, being a part of the congregation, being a part of helping out on Sundays before going over to East Asia for a couple of years. And Josh was a part of his local church and ministry in Southern California. And it was both during our college times, him at San Diego State and myself at Oregon State, that we really were introduced to the true message of salvation through Jesus Christ. And we had grown up in church, and we had grown up hearing about God in the Bible, and we could probably even recite John 3:16 if you were going to offer us money or candy or something. But it was in college when we had someone personally invest in our lives, both separately and individually, invest in our lives and share not only the message of Jesus, but a lifestyle that was in alignment with following Christ, following Jesus, and being filled with the Holy Spirit and having a heart that was beginning to be filled with what God's heart is filled with. And then we were both inspired through personal example and personal exhortation for God's heart for the nations. And this theme running throughout the Bible from Genesis to Revelation of God's heart for the nations to be praising his glory and to be filled with his presence, with awareness of his presence that's already there, how God has been preparing all nations and all people to worship him. And we individually were led over to East Asia to serve in different capacities. And that's where we met in 2014. Okay, whew, think about that one. 2014 is when we met. So as our plans often don't go exactly how we think they will go, I ended up in Southern California. That wasn't the plan. And yet, God has still been giving us opportunity to be invested in the nations, what God is doing in bringing international students to the United States, to universities, and also for us to be able to mobilize college students and the local churches to be involved in overseas work in a variety of capacities that were praying and giving and going and supporting and sending and all of these different ways that we can be a part of what God's doing around the world from your local context. And welcoming, that's another one, welcoming students. So a little bit of a background. I probably missed out on some things there. But what I really want to start with, what Josh reminded me, is that we just really want to say thank you to North Umpqua for you as a congregation and the elder team and Craig and Ann specifically. Man, we feel so loved and pursued. And that's a huge blessing. Huge blessing. We really do feel a part of your family from afar. And so when we come on back, we know that you're excited to see us, and we're excited to see you. And it's really encouraging, heartwarming. And we got a packet of Christmas cards from y'all, and that was, I was so blessed. And reading notes of, you might not know us, but we're new to NUBF, and it's our family, and we're praying for you. And, well, gosh, that's so encouraging for a variety of ways that you're new to the church, yay, and that you're writing cards to people you don't know, and yet you're following in the leadership of the heart of this church, which is the heart of the Lord, to be the church body, not just buildings, not just walls, but it's the people and it's the relationships that God's put us in for his glory, for the spreading of the message of salvation through Jesus. So thank you, and we're really blessed to be here today. Okay. I can probably breathe, too, while I'm talking. Lovely. So, brief overview of what we do, which you probably already know a little bit of, is we work with a campus ministry called Challenge at San Diego State University. And Josh is also a youth now pastor, who's recently ordained, yay, youth pastor at our local church, which is really conveniently located right across one of the freeways. There are many. One of the freeways that's next to San Diego State, and we have a local church that is also a partner with several other local churches for Challenge to be sent missionaries, if you will, sent people to the campus to engage with college students who are coming from a variety of different backgrounds, but then also specifically we reach out more intentionally to international students, and we also train and mobilize the students to do that as well. And we have a leadership team of the students that are either new believers or like we were, people who had come into college with a bit of a background of Christianity, but then actually believed and started catching on fire for the Lord in college. And so we have a leadership team of these students that we get to invest in and pour into and then mobilize in a variety of different ways. And what has been focusing that effort for us is that we also are seminary students as of a year now. We've been part-time seminary students in Christian counseling and intercultural studies through one of the local seminaries. So that's also helped us focus our efforts, because we can't do everything that we were doing a year ago. Our updates might have changed a bit since then. But overview, big picture, is that we invest in student leaders. There are a variety of administrative and logistical things that we do. That's not the very exciting part of our work, but we also mobilize and equip the students to take on leadership roles within the organization and on campus. But really, we get to invest and pour into individuals, whoever God brings to us each semester. Because you never know who you're going to meet when you walk on campus and you start handing out a flyer, or you just see like, hey, are you new to SDSU? All these different interactions. You never know who God's going to introduce you to. And that's really fun and makes us really dependent on him and the strength and the wisdom that he gives for those interactions. So there's students that we invest in to do personal ministry, to do Bible studies, and to do, there's a lot, things, logistics, relational interactions. And we also get to lead the students summer trips specifically to East Asia for Josh and I. And so just a brief update, because the congregation as a whole and the elder team and the sending team supported us this last May and June to take a group of students back to East Asia for 3 weeks. And that was a really good trip. We took six students. There were eight of us total. So we took six students And of those six students, five of them were returners. They had been before. So we took them back, and we were part of a language and culture exchange program because the area that we go is a bit sensitive, and you need to be there for legitimate reasons for your visas. And so we were part of a language and culture exchange program, and the students had a really good time meeting friends they had met before on previous trips, and then also investing in new relationships and being able to share through repeated lunch times, coffee times, just playing basketball, playing badminton, doing things together to build honest friendships and relationships. And we pray, and we ask you to pray for God to prepare those relationships in advance. And he did. God totally did. We saw several people kind of come out of the woodwork who were so interested in hearing more and so interested in really finding out what was going on with faith and what's that all about. So that was encouraging, and the students did a really great job. And we're currently putting teams together for this summer to return. Our capacity will be a little bit different this year because of the situation where we go. So you can learn more about that at lunch if you want to come ask questions. So we're still hoping to return, but it'll look a little different than before. So let's see. This semester, one thing that I was really encouraged by with our influence, with the part of the ministry that we get to focus on international students, this year, God brought a lot of Japanese students into relationship with us. And I was so surprised when there was a Japanese girl who came to our table at the beginning of the semester. We're just out there with our table, and we were out meeting people, but students can come up and ask, oh, what's this about? What's the challenge? What's the challenge? What do I have to do? We're like, oh, come check out Jesus. So a Japanese student came, and then I got her contact information, and I invited her to lunch the next day or the day after that. And she brought a friend that I hadn't met before, and I got to meet them, share with them, talk with them, use neat tools that you can have on your phone to share with different languages, because I don't know Japanese. You never know enough languages. Yeah. There's always something out there, and there's many out there I don't know. So sharing with a tool, using an app, and then they weren't very interested, but they're like, well, you know, you're an American, and this could be fun. I don't know. So they agreed to meet up once a week to start studying the Bible together, and then they brought their other friend, because I asked them, well, do you have anybody else who might be interested in learning more about this? It just, you know, maybe as a cultural experience or anything. And they said, well, you know, in Japan, people who are religious, they're seen as very maybe dangerous almost. Like religion is not something that is encouraged in our country. But you seem okay. I don't know. Yeah, I'm like, okay. You got to get to know me, but we could just read together, and if you want to, you know. And so they brought their third friend. So it was Haruna and Mickey and Takumi, and then that started the whole semester of us meeting weekly and sometimes twice a week to start reading through some key passages in the Bible together, from Genesis, starting with God and creation, God creating us to be in a relationship with Him, and yet how sin breaks that relationship. And some key stories from Genesis and then throughout the Old Testament of how sin can't be removed by good deeds, can't be removed by a sacrificial system, can't be removed by the law. And yet we get into Jesus and how he, paying the price for our sin, died and rose again. And that anyone who believes in Jesus alone has eternal life. And that life starts now and it lasts forever. And so that storyline, all through the Bible, we were able to read that together this break. And they didn't leave having believed or having prayed a prayer or anything official like that, but it was an amazing transformation in their thinking and in their awareness of who God is and what he's done throughout history and throughout the world. And I'm still praying for them, and if you think of them, you can pray for them with me. They returned to Japan just last weekend. So that's something just for me, and I've taken up most of the time. Go, Josh, go.
Yeah, it was really fun to be able to work with the Japanese students, and we had them over at our house for Thanksgiving dinner, and all three of them, when we went around and said, what are you thankful for, they all said, Sarah. We are thankful that we could learn from her and have our perspective changed, and a couple of them really want to keep studying the Bible. And that's just our heart. We want to pour into students because we know you can go broad and you can go really wide, but if you don't go deep, then the foundation is not strong. And what I've learned, just been reminded of this year as I've been reading through the Bible again, is just that Paul constantly says, follow me, follow my example, follow me as I follow Christ, follow what I'm doing and teach it to other people. And in 2 Timothy 2:2, he says, what you have heard me say in the presence of others, teach to reliable men who will be able to teach others also. And so it's just this idea that we've been taught, and now we need to go and pass it on. And this multiplication that if you invest in some people, you'll never know the impact. And then also in 1 Thessalonians, Paul is talking about the people that he loves. And he says, you are our pride and joy, our crown. And so just talking about the Christian life is a life that we need to invest. And that's what we're trying to do in San Diego, just invest it. And I challenge you, wherever you can, just to be investing your life in others, to disciple them, to share your life, to share your faith. And you'll find you grow along the way, that God's got it rigged, that when we pour into other people, we grow in our own faith. And so we're doing that with international students. And one way that we're able to do that with the challenge, the college ministry, this year has been we've started a discipleship house, as some of you know. So my vision for this has always been I would love to have a ranch somewhere where we bring a bunch of guys out right as they're kind of on the edge of becoming men and train them up, help them develop godly habits, help them build a foundation for their life, memorize scripture, get time in the word, learn how to teach others. And I always thought, well, we can't do that. That's in the future. That's a long way out. And then just recently, we've been encouraged. We have a home with two extra bedrooms. So we've brought three of the college guys into our home now, and we've started a discipleship program with them, life on life. We see them every day. We have a training program that they're going through, requirements for them. And so that's been an encouragement just to see them grow and to be a part of investing our life into the next generation. And we don't know where God's gonna use these guys. One of the guys wants to become a pastor, and he came up through our college ministry, so we're excited to invest in him and see what God does. And yeah, so that's a little bit about what we do. We are out of time, and so we don't want to take any more time, but thank you so much for allowing us to share. We are so encouraged to be part of this family and to be loved so well, and be taken care of.